and welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Hey, folks.
Where they can they find you, Alex?
They can find me at Twitter, at AlexJBear, or you can follow my video game, at RoboVDino. It's on Twitter, it's on .com, so I guess the internet. And you can also find my video game on Steam and itch.io. Itch.io. Let's go with itch.io. We'll say that. My video game is about a robot that throws garbage at dinosaurs. And then you pick up said dinosaurs after they're knocked out and you throw them into a goal with you and up to three other friends. So check that out. It's coming out this spring.
They don't have to be your friends.
Yeah, you could have played like not friends too.
But they do have to be in your house, so
yeah.
The recommended requirements are they be your friends. The minimum requirements are that you can like legally detain them in your house and make them play my game.
That's fair. I'm excited to play it on Twitter personally.
The other thing, because I could understand people not understanding, you might have to spell bear.
Oh yeah, it's a B-A-I-R. It's not like an ironic bear. It's a A-L-E-X-J-B-A-I-R. Or you can just look up RoboVDino, R-O-B-O-V-D-I-N-O, and use your internet sleuth skills to track me down from there.
Or click the link in the bio. Or, yeah.
That works.
Man, you just doxed yourself.
Bio, show notes, I don't know, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, we're not supposed to do last names.
It's all yours. You're running with it.
Bleep out my last name on everything.
But then
except the part where
you
spell it. You can keep that part. you keep where I spell it, but get rid of where I actually say it.
I think I gave up on all that part. At least for, well, you and me. Especially when Jordan says it a couple weeks ago.
He said it like 6 months ago, too.
Yeah. And then...
His last name?
My last name. Oh. You know, they got out there, but
yeah,
you would need to be found, so that's why it makes it easier.
Jorgensen.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Jorgensen.
Yeah, let's go with that. Good luck, people. let's see, who else do we have? We have an Anthony.
Ew.
You guys thought he was going to say Anna.
Well, we do have an Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And we have a Theodore.
Hi, my credit score is 786.
Congratulations.
I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, it's just been going up.
Actually, I don't even know whether that's good or bad.
I'm more
like
in debt.
No.
I'm more in debt than I ever have been in my entire life by far. Credit score is way better.
It's because you're continually paying it. Actually, closing debt is bad.
Yeah, no, I know. I've looked this stuff up. Yeah. Yeah. So, kiddies, you want to have good credit? Get yourself $200,000 into debt and you'll be good to go.
But keep paying it.
Good to go.
Monthly payment.
200 grand.
Also known as student debt.
Bam. And a house.
Yeah.
And a car.
And a car. You know, things just kind of add up.
And a cat. I'm just kidding. I didn't get a loan for my cat.
You financed your cat? Oh, I was going to say.
You can finance anything nowadays.
I suppose that's true.
Actually, if you paid with a credit card, you would be financing your animal.
Actually, speaking of my cat, Alex, I often see pictures of his cat posted online, and his cat looks ridiculously close to my cat. And so I often, first reaction when I see it is, why is Alex posting a picture of my cat?
It's like blue car syndrome, except it's black cat syndrome.
Uh-huh, yep.
I don't think I ever saw a black cat till I had mine, and then like every other cat.
You see them all over the place, yeah. Best cat ever, short-haired black cat.
Ah, they're right. I think mine was like an early one, like a test model, a prototype or something, and there's like all the parts don't quite fit together. It kind of smells weird.
Do you have that defect on yours where it just, like, the claws seem to get stuck into your flesh?
Yeah, I don't think they fixed that one yet.
Yeah, I think I'm waiting for a patch. We ran out of this bill. Keep it
going. I know. Yeah.
I had nothing.
I was going to just like...
It started to become like a conversation with my mom where we just like talk about the realities of owning cats for like 3 hours.
And I'm sure that there's a market for that, but...
There's probably entire podcasts about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I bet there are. You know what?
Yeah, screw it.
Let's
podcast.
Just do it. Let's just do it.
The kitty cast.
Welcome to Cats Are Wild, where we talk about cats, nice. Kittens, and the Internet of Kitties. And on this week, we have Anna.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be on this podcast.
Actually, here's the best part. She's been introduced twice, and I haven't been introduced once, so I'm going to introduce myself.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Bill.
And I'm going to shamelessly plug, too, because we have a Patreon page.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes. And it helps support us so we can help keep on putting up podcasts and upgrade our new equipment and all the fun things. And you can find that on patreon.com/geeksarewired. You can give us a phone call at any time, especially if you listened to last week's podcast and you enjoyed my final words, famous last words. They were super famous. And our phone number is 801-896-4335 or geek. And you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. 3 out of 5 people on this week were on last week's and got to hear the famous last words.
I didn't.
I have to retell them again.
I listened through the whole podcast until the famous last words, and I turned it off.
Nah.
I'm kidding. It wasn't you guys. I had to run to the gym, so.
Yeah, my famous last words took like 5 minutes.
You could have listened to the podcast with Jim.
So the last words were 5 minutes?
My famous last words were 5 minutes long.
Yes.
Nice.
So it might be worth going back and listening to that great famous last words. They were many.
Doing it Marvel style now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all the famous last words really are. They're just, you know, wait till the end. Stick around after credits. I'm learning from Disney, even though I think I started doing it before Disney.
Pre-Disney.
I know. Disney copied me. All right, so other stuff coming up. Snake River Comic Con or Snake River Fandom Con. I keep on forgetting that with all the stuff that's coming up. And they also have a Patreon page. So they're also raising money, getting everything together. And their Patreon page is patreon.com/srfandomcon.
I'm confused. They didn't really put up a Kickstarter or anything like that last year, did they?
Last year they did a Kickstarter.
Oh, did they?
And it did not raise money quickly. They, you know, quick enough.
Uh-huh.
Because they kind of started, it all started rolling in like right at the very, very end. But if they would have been like a week longer,
uh-huh.
If Kickstarter would let them go a week longer, uh-huh. Probably would have hit their funding reward, what they would have expected. But it's a little short.
Does that mean you don't get any of it?
Yep. Nothing was needing to be. Nothing was charged. Nothing was delivered.
That's sad.
Patreon, like I said, they have little video updates every once in a while, or they have a daily cute for $1. They've been putting out the email notifications, and they have a fan level $5 one, and they have a super fan a $10 one. Each of these provide different. Bits of voting rights and bits of information about everything coming up.
Did you sign up?
I am going to sign up because with Patreon's changes, if you sign up at the end of the month, you're also going to get charged at the first of the month. They don't charge you at the date of sign up. Now they charge you at the beginning of every month.
That's interesting.
What does that mean?
Means if you get,
if I sign up on the 30th,
uh-huh.
And I do the $10 one,
uh-huh.
And then the first rolls around, and I get charged $10 on the first also.
Wait, so you get charged when you sign up and on the first?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you could have been more explicit.
Like you were?
Yes. I understood.
Yes. Yeah, well, you're smarter than most people, Anthony.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I wouldn't either, except for when I was trying to make a point.
Oh.
That's good to ask questions.
We're hurt.
Now I'm being mean.
Yes.
Oh, I have named this episode, which is early, because I realized we're at 298. So the name of the episode is Countdown to 300.
Oh, or it could be something about Super Troopers that we're going to go see tomorrow.
We're going to see it meow.
No, we're not going to see it right meow.
Oh.
We're going to see it right meow tomorrow.
Right meow.
To meow. We're going to see it to meow. Gosh, I am not a broken lizard.
Shenanigans.
You know, if you say shenanigans one more time.
Hey, Anthony, what's that restaurant you like? Have you not seen Super Troopers, the first one? Ask Farva.
No.
Oh, ask Farva what's his favorite restaurant. It says, click shenanigans.
Oh.
How about your leader, Akola?
Said it again.
Your leader, Akola.
That's why you don't want to go with us, huh?
What?
Because you've never seen the first one.
Nah, I just don't want to go.
So next week, Anthony will not be talking about Super Troopers.
I will just be sitting here quietly twiddling my thumbs.
Which is literally what he's doing right now. Weird.
Right meow.
Right, I used to be like anti Super Troopers for the longest time. I'm like, I hated Reno 911 too. And then like, I don't know why like I've formed those opinions, but I went back and watched like both maybe like a couple years ago, and I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing. They're both so good.
I feel like
for some reason I assume they'd be like just poorly done like cop comedy adopted to a sitcom format. And I mean, they are. They're just like cop themed, very good comedy.
Yeah,
it isn't like dumb Facebook memes shared by people who are like kicked out of the police force for like hitting somebody with a nightstick. Like it's all actually legitimately funny.
Yeah, I feel like Super Troopers is like right up your alley. Like if you would have told me that you like hated it, I would have just been way surprised. Like,
yeah, I don't know why I decided. Because it was just like it looked dumb. Like it looks incredibly dumb.
It seems terrible. And if you look at their other stuff, I'm not a huge fan of other Broken Lizard stuff. So Camp Dread was okay. It wasn't horrible. It was okay. But like I didn't like Beer Fest. I think that's about it.
Beer Fest is getting a sequel. They kickstarted that one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe if you're more into drinking or something, you might enjoy it, but I didn't much care for it. I did like how they kind of threw that whole, like, you have a twin brother trope on its ear when they, like, killed off Farva's character and then brought him back with, like, just saying he's a twin so they could keep him. I thought that was funny, but that's about it. I killed it.
You killed it.
Bill, I killed it.
Did you beat it?
Like a dead horse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Anyways, I have high hopes for Super Troopers 2. Their preview looks really funny, especially where they're speaking fake French. It was cracking me up.
Yeah, that was...
They're just saying things that like sound French and Dre Poupon.
I am slightly worried that they may... I'm hoping, because the first one did have a lot, that they didn't just show all the funny parts in the trailer. Because movies have been known to do that. They're like, look, you remember us. We're classic. And that's all we got.
I mean,
but I also am not expecting anything from this.
Yeah, I mean, they really got something magical with the first one. So they may have just kind of gotten all their good stuff all at once, which, I mean, that's all right.
All right.
I guess we'll see tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Actually, we'll go with this. Did you guys watch the trailer for The Incredibles 2?
Yes. I watched bits of it. I don't think I've seen the whole trailer, but it looks amazing. I'm very excited for it. Anna and I, when we first got together, I moved in and we were looking at our movie collection and realized we had a bunch of duplicates, and that was one of them.
Nice.
Yeah. Not The Incredibles 2, obviously, because it hadn't come out yet. But.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. What were the other ones, Anna? Was Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre, which, let's be fair, I bought it before watching it.
I bought it after watching it. Yeah. And
no accounting for taste.
It's good.
There was a couple more. I can't remember.
Shaolin Soccer.
Shaolin Soccer. She had Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and I had Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So
there you go.
Together we had like
2/3 of them.
Yeah. No.
No. There's only two. We had all of them. The third one doesn't exist yet.
The third one keeps getting teased online. Yeah. But in fact, I think I recently saw a picture of them in front of a phone booth, but that might have been an April Fool's joke.
I wouldn't totally.
That's the day that I saw it.
Of course, it keeps on, you know, as of April 3rd, it's apparently close to being a reality.
Hopefully within next month, we'll have news.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Duke Nukem Forever. The forever was, that's how long it's going to take before it comes out.
And then it was such
at least it came out.
Yeah, it did eventually come out. That's true.
There's
yeah.
other
vaporware.
Half-Life stuff.
Yes, there's other Half-Life stuff that has never come out. That has a lot of people really sad.
We got Lost Coast. What are you talking about?
He's so excited.
He's actually glaring at me right now.
Actually, the listeners might be able to feel that glare.
Oh, I'm sure they will. It was
either that or everyone now broke their, you know, phones. It's like, how dare you?
Yeah, I did. We did remind them. Still kind of an open wound.
No,
we got Gary's mod. That's good enough.
That's not bad.
Well, if that's supposed to be Half-Life 3, and when they put it out there, they're like, oh, man, we can't call this Half-Life 3. But, like, Half-Life 3 was just supposed to be a stop-motion sandbox, and that's, like, what they finally settled on. They just give it, like, a different name and vet this guy named Gary.
Sorry, I was just looking at Half-Life 3 is confirmed. Know your meme. All right, Anthony. Actually, have you guys, besides Anthony, has anyone seen The Expanse on Sci-Fi?
Was it you that was asking today, has anybody ever heard of this show, The Expanse? And we all kind of looked at you like deer in the headlights.
It may have been a little while ago. It is on its third season.
Yeah, but is it any good?
That's very good.
That is, Anthony is the expert.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you've watched.
I'm knowledgeable of it.
Well, explain it to us, because the third season's getting ready to start.
Okay, so it's a sci-fi show on Sci-Fi.
Or just started. He said,
"Jesus." And it's sci-fi in that it's a little bit in the future, by like a couple hundred years.
Just a bit.
I think I can say this because it was on the trailer. I think it was on the trailer. Anyways, humans have made it to Mars. It's not confirmed whether it was Elon Musk or not, but... We've made it onto Mars, and we've started colonizing some of the asteroids, and yeah, it just kind of goes through that. And there's some shenanigans going on.
Are there aliens?
I can confirm. I cannot confirm or deny that, because that would be.
Well, except for, okay, this is on its third season, so yeah. If you're going to talk somebody into watching this, you technically do have two whole seasons of. Yeah, kind of like we did with Westworld last time.
There's a thing called the protomolecule, which may or may not be from this solar system.
Mm.
That sounds intimidating.
It causes a lot of mischief. Breaks physics. Does a lot of stuff.
I like it. Let's run with it. So why is it good?
It's got really good visuals. Storyline's pretty good.
It's not Sharknado.
I didn't see Sharknado, but no.
Okay, it's all right. I was thinking sci-fi. And what made Sharknado 25?
The other day, Jamie said, "Don't judge me, but I want to see Megalodon." And I was like, "Oh, is that a sci-fi movie?" And I was thinking like The Channel. And she's like, "Yeah, I think it's science fiction," as though like Megalodons weren't definitely extinct. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like several minutes go by, I'm like, I'm at The Channel. She's like, oh, no, it isn't. It's a real movie. Okay, yeah, we can see that.
Oh.
Sci-fi has too many monster movies. It confuses me.
Yeah, they do do that.
He said doo-doo.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
What part?
The police detective part.
There's a police detective?
Yeah, it's in the first sentence of the screen you have pulled up.
On the IMDb page?
Yeah, the IMDb.
Oh, we're still talking about The Expanse.
We are, because Sorry. You all should watch it, because it's amazing.
So they're a rebellious colony.
There are many, yeah.
No, there are many.
Mars so wait, is kind of rebellious, too.
Is it StarCraft? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, there is fighting.
StarCraft 0.5?
There's fighting going on.
Do the Russians own all the big ships?
No.
Oh.
Mars owns all the big ships.
Yeah, but they all have Russian accents, right?
No.
And the Germans?
No.
Have the...
Mm-mm.
No, they all speak in the Mandarin.
Okay.
Actually, there is a very high-ranking person who I think is... I can't remember if she's...
She's Martian.
Not white.
She's Martian, obviously.
No, she's not, actually. She's on Earth. She's from Earth.
Oh.
Are there any Martians?
She's an Earthican.
There are humans, which are now called Martians, yes.
Okay, I was going to say that. I was kind of...
Can this be seen anywhere else besides on Sci-Fi?
I haven't been able to find it anywhere else. I checked Netflix. I haven't checked Hulu.
So I guess we're not watching it. You never could mind.
No, well.
You can watch it on DVD. Okay, according to IMDb, you can watch it on Prime Video.
Oh, is I didn't it, know it was on Amazon.
Is it available with Prime, or do you have to pay for it?
It is available. I can watch episode one
There you go.
You know what? Let's do that. How long is it?
Well, we got they just started.
Each episode's about an hour.
Scroll up. We got enough time left on this podcast. Let's do it. Let's load it up.
Oh, you can watch the first two seasons with Prime. Guess what? You can catch up to the current season, and then you have to start paying.
Uh-huh.
Or you can wait until they decide to.
Or you can.
That's going to be about 3 or 4 months.
That's all right.
And actually, Amazon's been doing that a lot.
What?
You know, putting previous seasons on.
Yeah.
They're actually all, but they're kind of doing a better job of it than Hulu and Netflix. But Netflix has a different agenda. So
yeah.
I think
Netflix produces their own stuff.
Now. Amazon wants you to buy it, right? They want you to buy it from them. But because Amazon Prime will not, like the apps won't stream to my, what is it?
The Chromecast.
The Chromecast. I won't buy any more seasons. I bought Mine in Israel because I thought I could watch it on my TV in my bedroom. And I'm not going to buy a special streaming device just for Amazon. So
you have to get a Fire Stick.
I'm not going to do that.
No, that's why you go with Roku, because it's more open. And that's the other reason why.
Yeah, well, Rokus are like 4 times as much as a...
No, they're not.
No.
They're the same price.
As a... No.
If you want a 4K one, sure.
And that's the exact same price as the 4K Chromecast.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, fine. I already bought them. Screw
Okay, there you go. Do you have a console, though?
A console?
Like Xbox or PlayStation?
I can't put it in every room in my house, and I want to watch certain stuff in my bedroom.
Oh. So how many Chromecasts did you buy?
I have one Chromecast, one Roku, and one PlayStation 3.
Oh, okay.
This is how I actually know my TV is just a smart TV. We stopped using the PlayStation.
Hey,
I got the Wii U, but it's upstairs.
Yeah. You could bring it. I don't know.
I'm not going to do that.
Just buy an extra base station. You can plug that one in another location.
I hate you people. Anyways.
No, this is the Wii U, not the Switch.
Ah, drat.
Everything else streams to my Chromecast. It's just this. In fact, I even went on Pornhub and that streamed to my TV. So I don't know what the problem is.
So I'll admit the Chromecast is nice, especially where I have the Google Home Mini, except you have to cast like Hulu from your phone. You cannot just say, hey, play this episode.
On the Chromecast?
Yeah,
oh, it sucks. Like through Google Home or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a Google Home, so I don't have that problem. But I see that being problematic, and hopefully they'll fix it in the future. But you can expect that in a software update. Amazon is just being a jerk because they want you to buy their hardware instead of other people's hardware. It's not incompatible because
people have made it work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because Google pulled YouTube from...
They quit working before that, actually.
Yeah,
Google that didn't help though.
Google pulled it because they've been fighting, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. But, the thing is, I'm pretty sure that Amazon shot the first, but it doesn't matter to me because it's literally the only thing that I have mm-hmm. that won't work on my Chromecast.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Netflix and everything would work on the Fire, but
YouTube is a hit or miss at the time of the fighting whether it works. Mm-hmm. Google Play is a hit or miss on the fighting. A lot of stuff works on the Fire. Roku and a console is actually the better idea at the moment because they're not the big competitors with all this, so they're not butting heads.
Yeah,
but they could pull it. Any of them could say, hey, no, Roku, we don't like you showing our stuff, so zoink.
No, I get that, and that's fine, but I mean, I put my money there. I'll
admit, I bought more shows on Amazon than I bought probably anywhere else.
I bought one, and I'm not buying any more until I can watch them on my Chromecast.
See, because I had the console, I kind of went in on Amazon early, you know, long ago. Yeah, so most of my stuff's there.
That makes sense. I mean, and it's fine. But you know, I've got this is ridiculous to say, but I need My Name Is Earl to go to sleep some nights. So I want to put it on the TV. I can't. I got to put it on my tablet, which
I recommend. Frasier
is
a good go to sleep show.
That would probably keep me up.
Really? It's like I got a good monotone, very.
Mm-hmm. But they have interesting plots.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That sounds horrible. My Name Is Earl is super funny and I love it, but I don't know. It's comforting to me. It's enough to put my brain, into like autopilot so I can actually fall asleep.
He's watched the seasons like several times. So like,
maybe that's why
if you watch it, like, you know, eight different times around,
yeah,
then you know what's going to happen.
So you don't need to think about it.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah, I think that My Name Is Earl was on Netflix for about 4 years, and I watched it every night, usually 2 to 3 episodes a night. So you guys can do the math, but I've probably watched every season of My Name Is Earl 15 to 20 times. And so has Anna, vicariously, because she has no choice.
Yeah, because he plays it.
At this point, it's just Stockholm Syndrome. She's just like, yeah, might as well put on My Name Is Earl. You're going to do it anyways.
And at least we started rotating through because it used to be Gilmore Girls. And then, what was it? Pretty Little Liars. I think we're currently on Friends. Like, just let it go. Like, oh, there's nothing on TV. We just need background noise.
Let it go.
We used to watch King of the Hill a lot, but then they took it off of Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know where you can find King of the Hill streaming.
I think that same thing happened with Malcolm in the Middle when we started watching like all the way through all the seasons and everything.
We finished it right before they took it off. We actually had never finished Malcolm in the Middle.
We never finished it prior to that, but we finally finished it.
Totally worth it, by the way. It had a good payout.
I enjoyed it back when I watched it. I never finished the series, though.
Yeah. The finale is pretty good, like last episode, whatever. Like, it ends on a high note that's kind of like, wow. I think, at least. What do you think, Anna?
Yeah, I think they stopped in a good spot.
You mean the dad didn't get cancer at the end of the show?
He got cancer and started selling meth.
This is what happens when you have bad health care.
Yeah, well, I blame Mittens Romney.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Nice deflect. What else is going on, Bill?
Android is, depending on your phone, may not have all the security updates. But there's a way to find out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. If you have a Google, Sony, Samsung, or Wiko phone, you are missing somewhere between 0 to 1 major updates. Xiaomi, OnePlus, Nokia, we're missing an average of 1 to 3 major updates. HTC, Huawei, LG, Motorola are missing 3 to 4 major updates. And TCL and ZTE were missing 4+ major updates. They're major security updates. I have a Huawei. Yes, I saw my 3. One of them dated back to 2012. One of them dated back way older than my phone is.
Didn't the CIA tell you not to get a Huawei?
Huawei and Xiaomi.
Or was it the FBI?
It was the FBI. Because they put in a security thing to listen to your stuff. It's not like, you know, don't trust the Chinese company. Please trust the South Korean Samsung company, or the Japanese Sony company, or the American Google company, because they all, because they at least sell us your stuff.
I get it. So the FBI wants our information. Is that what you're
saying? FBI, well, not only do they want it, but they also don't want, they there was a big old thing with Verizon and a few of the other big companies that they didn't like the negotiation they had with them. So they were trying to show, you know, they had better stuff with the American or the major cell phone company and the American companies. So that's why they wanted them. China is too much of a Chinese company.
Okay, I get it. I have a friend who works with the Department of Energy, and he uses an Apple because the security is easier to manage on the Apple for a personal laptop than it is on a PC. So
I guess that.
It's interesting.
That's where you just go for Linux or something else.
Yeah.
Just install Unix on your computer. Good luck.
Security through, oh my gosh, there's nothing worth anything on this computer.
Yeah. Which goes with other things. But, and there's an app you can download to check it. Yeah, that's what happened.
There's an app to download to check it, and basically what it'll do is it'll find which ones you don't have, exploit them, and then tell you that you're fine.
Exactly. Actually, the funny part is if you want to check whether your phone is spoofing phone calls, text, or anything like that, you have to have a Qualcomm chip in your phone, and the best part about this, your phone has to be rooted, which means if you have security issues, it's not your phone's it's not your phone's fault. It's your fault for not patching your root.
Yeah. I can't. As much as I've like talked to people about it and everything, I just don't understand how people can trust the root software enough to like put their phone on it. Like, well, it's an executable that you're just downloading from someone. I mean, someone wrote that.
True.
And I mean, yeah, you do that from time to time with other software, but
like, people grew up in like the '90s. Don't you remember downloading stuff from the '90s before app stores? You would go to some random website, click the, you know, download button, and then install this EXE, and then have to reinstall your computer because of it.
Yeah, that was when there was only one download button.
Yeah, but, you're right. The early 2000s, it became multiple download buttons.
Mm-hmm. One of them downloaded the virus. One of them downloads the actual thing that you want.
One of them, 20 of them sent you off to some random porn site.
Yes.
And then when you finally get the thing you want and you install it, it will install all this other stuff for absolutely free, just for you. Now you've got a dancing girl on your desktop.
And 20 browser toolbars.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I went to my mom's house. What was this, like 2003? And she was complaining that it was running slow, so I loaded up, and there was three rows of toolbars installed on her. I was like, what is all this crap? And she's like, I don't know. It just keeps getting worse. But like, yeah, there was just like little add-ons here and little search things and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I remember that one. It gave me a little fish on my screen. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Back when it was called screensavers. I guess these are kind of related. I was going to start with that one, though. The UK government decided to take the three laws of robotics and turn it into five.
They made the five laws of robotics.
Five basic principles to keep humans safe from AI.
Well, they must have read iRobot and know that those weren't sufficient.
Apparently. So you guys remember the three laws of robotics?
Was the quoted text the laws?
But I thought it was must have been on the other page.
Right there.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so you guys remember the three laws of robotics?
Not enough.
Okay. The first law is you have to protect humans Period. You cannot hurt a human. Two, you have to follow all instructions a human gives you unless it breaks rule number one.
Okay.
Three is you self-survival unless it breaks the first two rules. So I could tell a robot to destroy itself, and it must. But a robot could not normally do it on itself. If I tell a robot to kill somebody else, it cannot.
But it can kill another robot because it's...
Because that is not a human. Unless the robot is very, you know, like maybe they're holding a human or something. So there's you know, there's that judgment call of stuff.
It's been a while since I've seen iRobot.
Yeah, don't go off the movie. It's one of those that the book and the movie have one thing in common. The title.
They have robots?
Yeah, like Night Watch, Nochной Дозор. They share the title.
Yeah. And in World War Z, along with World War Z Part 2. So the five laws of British robotics, artificial intelligence, is one, artificial intelligence should be developed for the common good and benefit of humanity.
Yeah.
Two, artificial intelligence should operate on principles of intelligibility and fairness. Three, artificial intelligence should not be used to diminish the data rights or privacy of individuals, families, or communities. It's a very European Union thing. Four, all citizens have the right to be educated to enable them to flourish mentally, emotionally, and economically alongside artificial intelligence.
What does that mean? Wait.
It basically means that robots should not get smarter than humans, it sounds like.
Emotionally and economically.
If a robots cannot get smarter or wealthier than us. Even though that's if they can do things better, faster, and all that, then obviously they could. And then five, the autonomous power. What?
Number five is he who smelt at Delta.
No. there's that too. I thought that was the unspoken sixth rule.
Well, it was until Alex spoke it.
I'm just reading ahead here, so I thought it'd help you out.
I see. See, five, the autonomous power to hurt, destroy, or deceive human beings should never be vested in artificial intelligence.
That's...
I mean, don't know if that should... I feel like they could do a better job than some of us.
At killing us? Absolutely.
No. At deciding to not hurt people. Like, you know, you're like, don't hurt that person, says the AI, unless the human behind the AI, they'll tell them to hurt them. So that means that.
Well, but well, I mean, this is just a work of what? Magical thing. What am I? Okay. Give me a second. I need the reboot. All right. It's just pure fantasy that the military, our military and militaries all over the world aren't currently working on artificial intelligence that would be better at killing people without getting our own soldiers hurt. And you know, as soon as they develop it, that's how they're going to market it.
Yeah.
And there's a huge danger there for sure. Absolutely. But
the key word here is autonomous.
Yeah. You don't think that they're going to say, okay, I built an AI that we can just put a face into it and it's going to go out and figure out how to kill something.
I'm not saying they won't.
Okay. And it's that's autonomous. Like that.
You just, I know.
Okay.
Good well, luck.
RoboCop. Is he an autonomous?
He's a cyborg. RoboCop is not an artificial intelligence. That is a person's brain inside of a robot's body. I didn't watch the new RoboCop.
It is.
Is that the idea of Ghost in the Shell too?
Yeah, same thing.
So as long as you put a human brain inside of the robot.
But those little spider things?
They're autonomous.
Those
robots.
Were autonomous AI, and they started in the spoiler alert for a 15-year-old anime, but in the standalone complex, they started to become they were always kind of self-aware, but they started
things.
To become separate and collaborate amongst each other and kind of like figure stuff out. And like there was an emergence, like there was a whole subplot in there about that I feel like didn't get explored enough. And I'd love to have a whole series just about those little spider robot things and how they, you know, were getting erased. But
you didn't watch the second season, did you?
I'm pretty sure they talked about them. And there was one that never got erased that
Well, the second season they brought him back and she let them actually.
Yeah, no, I watched
explore it. On that.
Yeah, but they didn't, like, I'm saying a whole, like,
there was even more they could have
just looking at them,
like a series, like a spinoff series of just the spider robots.
Yeah, well, I mean, the other characters would be like secondary characters and it'd be more about them and whatnot.
All right.
But yeah, I feel like there was a lot there that could be explored that could be interesting, because I mean, that's Ghost in the Shell was really talking about, like, how do we deal with the fact that, you know, the future we could just be completely integrated.
I'd argue that they were kind of autonomous, like,
no, they absolutely were,
and they could kind of sort of think for themselves,
but the thing is that they
couldn't lie or whatever.
They kept deleting their memories at first, at least. And there was at least one that they didn't. And
because they like, they kept escaping.
Like R2-D2.
Yeah, his memory was never wiped, actually.
In the Clone Wars and everything.
No, not even that.
Even
after that, his memory was never deleted.
Yeah.
Like, he knew.
So he's just a cranky old man now?
No, he's a really cranky old man. he knows who Vader is when he ran across it. His memory wasn't wiped.
Oh. Okay.
But, okay, so this... go, Alex.
I was going to say, there's no shortage of things that explore the topic of artificial intelligence. But there's a game I played not too long ago called 2064 Read Only Memories. The studio that made it basically imploded, but the game's still really good. You should check it out on Steam if it's on sale or something. It's actually really good. It's patterned after... it looks a lot like the old Sega Saturn game Snatcher. Looks aesthetically like almost identical to it. You can kind of explore these topics in a adventure game, and you could even like kind of pick your own ending. So it's pretty good. They actually explored everything from the brain in a jar up to like full-on sentience and the singularity. So, and I like the way they did it more than a lot of other games, so it's definitely worth checking out if that's your thing.
What type of, you said adventure game?
Like, yeah, it's a point and click like adventure game, but it's not exactly like a King's Quest or
Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, or something like that. It isn't like a typical Sierra or a typical Sierra game or anything like that.
Sure,
but it's modeled very specifically after this game called Snatcher that also covered that same topic in the 90s.
Unfortunate title, I just gotta say.
Yeah, it didn't get a whole bunch of attention in the West. Like it was like massive in Japan, but it didn't like get ported to many things in the US, so it's kind of an obscure game here. But it was actually one of Hideo Kojima's most plot heavy game before Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be fun.
So it's kind of like a pixel art style, or
yeah, it's funny because we still look at those like are still really entertained by those type of things, which I think just leads to the argument that graphics aren't everything and people should stop focusing so much on them.
Graphics can help out a lot with the immersion, but as the story sucks, it's not going to help. It's actually going to make it worse, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a good story, immersion's never, never a problem. If I move the mic, I can't see my game.
Oh, okay. Well, if I don't move the mic, then people can't hear you. I'm like, why are you so quiet?
Fine. I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me. I was drifting away from the microphone.
You were saying?
Anyways, I think I already said it.
Graphics
aren't important if you've got a good story. And if you don't have a good story, then, you know, focus on graphics, because then they are important.
But that said, if you got a good story and good graphics.
I don't even think, I really don't think, I mean, you could port some of like my favorite games into like really crappy graphics as long as the gameplay was okay.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying.
And I wouldn't care though.
Well, I don't know.
Although I did purchase the new updated, the StarCraft Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
And the skins are just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's so nice playing it like that. I was thinking about running through the campaign again, cause that was a good story. I like the story from the,
yeah, they got to do that Starcraft, because otherwise the nostalgia lens isn't gonna work.
I've been playing StarCraft. I haven't stopped.
Oh,
I was playing before I bought the remastered. I just thought I'd take a look and see what it looked like. And yeah, it's just really pretty. Same exact game, everything like that. But
and this reminds me a lot of like some of the phone games that just came out.
Yeah.
You know, like I think I played a game very similar to this on the phone. Another, you know, those future based ones where.
Oh, 2064 ROM.
No, it wasn't 2064. No, this was something else. They actually just expanded on, but it's the same idea where you still click through, you know, and you like make your decisions and do stuff, but you can. Are you talking about what it was released on?
Android OS. Yeah. February like of this year.
A lot. Is that was just it? One region oh. or?
Oh yeah, January 17th.
Worldwide. WW.
Actually, oh, maybe it was.
I suppose that's what that means.
So you can get it on your Android phone, apparently.
Or the Switch.
But if it's not patched, you should probably patch it
first.
Maybe
not the Switch yet. It just says 2018.
There is a read-only memories type M by Midboss. Is that the same company?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the Midboss. Same studio.
Yeah, it totally is.
Now the studio's kind of like in like serious turmoil. They ousted their CEO, and it looks like most of their staff is like split, so... I don't know what kind of if the mobile version is like a full version or what the story is there. They had some difficulties with the port, but they did put out a mobile version. I played it on Steam, so you can definitely play through the entire game there.
It does have in-app purchases, so I'm wondering if there's like expanded story or you can get up through X level or something like that.
Or maybe they just like screwed over the gameplay so that they could sell you stuff and everybody quit because of it.
It was also one of the few games to be released on the Vita.
I don't know. I'm going to play it, and I'll get back to you on that. And everyone else can, too, if they really want to.
Okay.
They have a link in the show notes to the main page.
Thanks, Bill.
Welcome. Thanks, Alex, for the suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's worth play. I beat it in one sitting. It's that good. Ooh. Like sun up to sundown, played it. It's not that short.
I want to point out right now, like I was going to say, you know, Alex has the hookup on all the good indie games and stuff. But I did also want to point out that I believe as of the taping of this, I have more hours in Shower with Your Dad Simulator than him. So.
A very good indie game, actually.
I don't know.
I think I clocked maybe an hour in that. It's yeah, listeners yeah. at home. It's just like this dumb little arcade game that you're a kid and you're trying to find you're in this like men's locker room, and this just sounds horrifying, but it's like not even like NES, it's like Atari grade graphics where you're this kid like trying to find your dad, and you don't want to shower with the wrong dad, so you just have to like make sure that your kid constantly pairs up with the correct dad.
And there's like a Norwegian looking guy, like or like a Irish or whatever. He's like blonde and kind of like a gingery. And then there's an African looking fellow and a like a more Caucasian type. So you've got the three types. So it seems like it'd be really easy to figure out which one's yours, but you have to get there in time.
Adoption is never a factor. We'll be clear about that. That's none of these children are adopted. It's all just.
And their moms probably didn't have an affair with the mailman or anything. So.
And the moms are apparently phenotypically similar.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of depth to this game that they didn't really explore. I feel like they should have. I feel like they should have.
I don't know.
ID they had to match, so how like they can maybe mash it up with. This joke's not gonna be funny. Papers, please. The Papers, Please Shower with Your Dad Simulator mashup. That would just not be fun, but it would solve all of my grievances.
I did not enjoy Papers, Please. Did you play the adventure mode for Shower with Your Dad, Alex?
I may have. I think I just played like the two most basic arcade modes. I don't know if I played adventure mode or not.
Yeah, there's adventure mode. So it's a point and click adventure game. Just like we were referring to, like the Sierra style. I don't know what the point was, but you were a detective of some sort. I don't know.
That's pretty awesome. I have to check that out.
You might get more hours in it than me now.
There you go. So I would go back to the AI rights, human safety. seems like a lot of segregation, especially for like the new version of segregation, especially where everyone's making fun of Europe for.
We still have the old version, though.
It's exactly like the old version. It's just we have something new to segregate against.
We don't have segregation now. It's just racism.
So. Okay, so we'll have racism against robots. Okay.
Anyways,
sorry.
Well, Europe, on the other hand,
let's move forward.
Says they want to recognize robots as legal persons.
Look
at that cute robot.
It's kind of cute.
But until we can prove sentience.
What defines sentience?
Well, that's the thing. That's one of the problems here. But there are programs that are passing the Turing test at this point. But they're kind of, I don't think a lot of them are doing it like fully well. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to say this, but I think a lot of them are like cheating to get them to pass in a way.
Maybe. It says right here that the parliament said the law would apply to smart robots, which it defined as robots having the capacity to learn through experience and interaction.
Well, that's a Sega Dreamcast.
Doesn't it seem like they maybe jump the gun on this a little bit? I mean, where those robots aren't around yet, maybe they should
move
around, see what happens.
I personally
I can see this like going bad with actually, I can't really imagine specific scenarios other than people shacking up with T-800s.
Well, I mean, someone's gonna like start going house to house and taking all the Madame A's and saying they want to be free and throwing them into the street.
Yeah. Hey, I already gave my Roomba a knife. It has the rights to do as it wants. I accept it as
it as an equal.
Yes. Which means I also expect it to slice and dice the onions.
And your feet.
Because
it's at feet level.
Then I tell it bad Roomba.
Has that free choice, free will.
Oh yeah. Then I might have to put it down.
It does also bump randomly in the walls. Are you sure you want to give that thing the power of the knife?
Already has it.
Oh.
I guess there's the other good thing with all this AI. Microsoft has launched an AI entry-level software course that you can take online.
For free?
For free.
Yeah, it's for free. I was going to sign up for it, but I keep forgetting about it.
I keep wanting to get... So they also, Microsoft has available, I believe, for free... quantum computing where they have a simulator for that, and they have you can program stuff
called,
for it.
Like, Q sharp, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think they said F sharp esque or C sharp esque, one of those two.
Yeah, something. I don't remember the specifics. It's been too long, but
you need so much RAM.
Yeah, you need a lot of RAM but of course, quantum computers are supposed to be way better, so you're gonna need some stuff to do it. I didn't have anything to say. Sorry.
Well, they have lots of courses. It's not just that one. So if you're not in the computers or not in the programming and all that, they do have entry level software development.
Oh, and DevOps.
Yep.
IT support.
Data
and
science.
Front end web development.
Big data.
Cloud administration.
Mm-hmm.
They got lots.
They do. Well, these are also the same stuff that they have had their people go through and everything, and they're just sharing it.
Well, that's nice of them.
They're all about sharing these
days.
I'm
sure it's really generosity, and there's no lead in to a pay something.
Well, it also, some of them link to the, I forgot, there's a, they also work with edx.com, which you can take a lot of free courses there, or you can pay the $99 and be certified, which helps support the website and everything too. But Microsoft has a lot behind this too. So
it looks interesting. I don't know. I was taking a Udemy course earlier today, and it was kind of annoying. Online courses sometimes are just problematic.
It's problematic because they're just what is crowdsourced the right word?
Yeah, like anybody can make a Udemy thing, Udemy videos. Like, oh, I put this. I could literally throw this thing on YouTube.
Yeah,
which
last time I tried looking at a Udemy course, a lot of the comments said that the guy's not very good at teaching. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I see, that's why like edX or some of these other ones is there is the free option and you still get quite a bit of advantages out of it, or you learn a lot. And I've taken a couple of the edX courses and learned, like, if you stick with it, that's the biggest thing, is if you're not used to online courses and you don't set aside the time, yeah, you could totally fail at it. But you set aside the time, you know, it's the future way of learning. Maybe it'll get better with it, but going online and watching things and following along and clicking along with it. And then skipping sections because you're like, that part's stupid. I already know that part. Well,
the one that I'm doing, I actually just set it up to double speed because...
or that.
He was going slow and everything, so...
Well, it's your fault for taking an entry-level course that you apparently didn't need.
Well, I mean, I've learned stuff. So it's SQL, and I'm not super great at SQL. I mean, I did take a course in college, but honestly, I was so disengaged in that course that I just... You know, I passed it, but I didn't really learn what I should have learned from it, which is unfortunate, but I was busy with other stuff.
They didn't actually teach that much in it.
Yeah, know? it wasn't a good course for SQL. And there was like, it was all group work. It was, So like we literally broke the problem into this week, you'll do the assignment. This week, you'll do the assignment. This week, you'll do the assignment.
And a lot of the times you'd have people who didn't do anything and you have to do it for them anyways.
Not in my group, because I had...
Oh, you didn't have that problem?
I had Laura. And Laura's awesome.
She cracked the whip.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
And if something was in danger of not getting done, then she would alert people. Me being one of them, I was part of the inner circle.
But that's also the problem with a lot of the programming, is even when they start going high level, you kind of question about how high level they went. Plus, sometimes they go like, well, and here's some of the basics. And you're like, why? And you're like, I already know this. But the worst part is if you skip too much of it, they're like, back in section one, when you made this app, we're going to reference it. Great. But
a lot of those courses also provide the, like, a working steps of like how far, like, the end of the first episode, they'll give you the files for what the app was at that point. Second app, they'll give you those files. At least that's how it was on some of the sites that I was on.
Yeah, a lot of those will do that. So then you can actually,
or if they skip steps, which happens, and they don't talk about it,
or if you mess stuff up. Yeah. So
sorry, we're sidetracking. I have a better app for Ted. But we should probably wrap things up. Famous last words, Alex.
Get your ass to Mars. That was a really bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. listener, Bill's not going to do any editing. So what you should do is go back and edit out the what I said and then re-listen to the entire podcast. But get your ass to Mars.
I like pork.
You should check out Robo V Dino.
Anna, you're too pure. Too pure.
Also, watch The Expanse. It's a good show. More people need to know about it. I think it's good.
So, once again, listen to Famous Last Words.
From last week.
And if you enjoyed it, hated it, anything else, I'm going to expand on it. I'm going to do something about it. But you can always give us a call at 801-896-GEEK or email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. And you can help support us on our Patreon page and chat with us on Discord or get the podcast early.